Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Beipei Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is April 8, 2024. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Experian to acquire Illion. Financial information services company Experian has decided to acquire Illion for nearly US$542.10 million in a bid to expand into Australia and New Zealand. Finzly launches Account Galaxy for embedded banking. Finzly, a provider of money movement systems to financial institutions, has announced the launch of Account Galaxy, a solution designed to equip banks to participate in the embedded banking sector. Finyas LendTech partners Currency Cloud. Finyas, a LendTech platform specializing in short-term invoice financing, has partnered with Currency Cloud, a provider of services for simplifying business transactions across various currencies. Cab Payments receives European Payment Service Provider license. Cab Payments Europe has announced that it secured a payment service provider license with De Nederlandsche Bank and established headquarters in Amsterdam. LemFi receives CBK approval for Kenya remittance operations. US-based fintech LemFi has received regulatory approval from the Central Bank of Kenya, CBK, to operate remittances in Kenya. MasterCard launches additional cardholder capabilities. US-based payment technology corporation MasterCard has announced additional credit card benefits to improve health, travel, and lifestyle rewards for consumers and SMEs. GSR Markets receives Singapore license for crypto trading. The Monetary Authority of Singapore, MAS, has granted a major payment institution license to crypto market maker GSR Markets. Bank of Ireland blames latest glitch on technical issue. Bank of Ireland, BOI, was hit by another outage on Friday when its mobile banking app went down for around 4 hours. Fintech funding slides to 7-year low. Global funding in the fintech sector has fallen to its lowest level since 2017, according to newly published research. ClearBank hits FY profitability. Britain's ClearBank is planning international expansion after reporting its first annual pre-tax profit. Giggs names ex-Stripe exec as head of fintech. Giggs, the world's first telecom-as-a-service platform, today announced that Rishi Sachdeva has joined the company as head of fintech. Crédit Agricole and Worldline launch merchant payment service. Crédit Agricole and Worldline, Euronext, WLN, today unveil Call, the name of their joint venture, with a strategy focused on combining service and proximity to provide merchants with payment services tailored to the unique needs of their sectors. China's central bank launches $70 billion tech lending program. The People's Bank of China, PBOC, has announced a re-lending scheme designed to boost the country's science and tech sector. AMF revamps Financial Skills Certification Board. The system for verifying the skills and knowledge of the employees of investment services providers and of financial investment advisors relies on the services of the AMF and the Financial Skills Certification Board, HSCCP. LineData acquires French AI startup. LineData, Euronext Paris. LIN, a global provider of asset management and credit technology, data, and services, today announces the acquisition of DreamQuark, a renowned French startup specializing in the development of artificial intelligence, AI, platforms and services for the financial services sector. LiquidNet recruits Morgan Stanley trading exec. Alex Grinfeld, an 11-year veteran and executive director at Morgan Stanley, has joined a noteworthy roster of senior futures sales traders and analysts to have arrived at Liquidnet since 2022 as the technology-focused agency execution specialist, known for its dark pools, builds out its global listed derivatives offering. AmplifyMe launches banking simulator. AmplifyMe, the world's leading provider of simulation-based experiences in finance, announces today the launch of its innovative investment banking pathway, signaling a major stride in reshaping entry into the financial industry for graduates. Munich Re Automation selected by American Family Life Insurance. Munich Re Automation Solutions Limited announced today that American Family Life Insurance Company is adopting the company's cloud-based automated underwriting and analytics solution. Hokodo receives 100 million euros debt facility. UK-based B2B Buy Now, Pay Later, BNPL, solution provider Hokodo has announced that it secured a 100 million euros debt facility from Viola Credit to support B2B transactions. Pay Retailers receives license from the Central Bank of Brazil. Payment processing solutions company Pay Retailers has announced that it secured its approval from the Central Bank of Brazil, BC, to operate as a payment institution. Unicash introduces installment loans in the Philippines. Unicash, a service provided by Una Financial in the Philippines, has introduced installment loans. Amazon launches affordable fashion store, Bazaar, in India. Amazon has introduced in India a special store, called Bazaar, offering affordable fashion and lifestyle products. ATB Ventures, Oliu offers digital ID verification Alberta government. Canada-based ATB Ventures has announced a partnership between Oliu, its digital trust platform, and the government of Alberta. TerraPay receives Singapore MPI license. TerraPay, a global money movement company, has been granted a major payment institution, MPI, license under the Payment Services Act 2019 by the Monetary Authority of Singapore, MAS, a significant milestone solidifying TerraPay's position as a cross-border payments powerhouse. TerraPay now has 11 licenses and 19 regulatory approvals in 30 markets, globally. Tradeweb to pay $785 million for investment tech firm ICD. Tradeweb Markets has struck a deal to buy investment technology firm Institutional Cash Distributors, ICD, for $785 million. LCH gets green light to clear Bitcoin index derivatives. London Stock Exchange Group-owned LCH has secured regulatory approval to clear cash-settled Bitcoin index futures and options contracts. Quincy Data launches New Jersey-Toronto Market Data Service. Quincy Data has launched the fastest market data service between the largest U.S. and Canadian equities exchanges. Quincy's ultra-low latency QED service now distributes select content from over 200 equities and ETFs from NYSE AQA and NASDAQ at the TMX Data Center in Markham, Ontario. Broadridge hires Frank Troyes to lead trading and connectivity biz. Global fintech leader Broadridge Financial Solutions, Inc. NYSE, BR, announced the appointment of Frank Troyes as President of Broadridge Trading and Connectivity Solutions and Vice Chairman of Broadridge Capital Markets, effective April 29, 2024. Mr. Troyes succeeds Ray Tierney, who will serve in an advisory capacity, following a successful three-year tenure. GFT taps Google for Gen AI Assistant. Projections show that the global AI adoption rate could grow as much as 40% between 2023 and 2030. Yab and PayClick team on merchant cash advance service in Nigeria. Yab, a leading player in the sustainable financial inclusion space, has today announced that it is partnering with PayClick to introduce a revolutionary merchant cash advance service in Nigeria. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on BayPayForum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.